I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, August 12th. There are currently 39 active cases of coronavirus in Quincy. There have been 135 deaths, which has remained the same for over 2 weeks, and 1,242 recoveries. In total, there have been 1,468 confirmed cases of the virus in Quincy. City of Quincy is at a moderate risk of contracting the virus, according to the state's new color-coded map showing where the virus is most prevalent. West Nile virus has been detected in Quincy. State health officials say a mosquito sample collected on August 4th tested positive for West Nile, although the risk level for contracting West Nile in Quincy remains low. Now that Joe Jackson is the new Quincy Fire Chief, a series of promotions will take place in the fire department today. At a 2 o'clock ceremony at Quincy City Hall, 2 deputy chiefs, 4 captains, and 5 lieutenants will be named. Jackson took the oath of office in a private ceremony outside the Hancock Park Rehabilitation Center yesterday, where his mother is a resident. Quincy has begun the process of trying to get books belonging to President John Adams back to the city. Mayor Thomas Koch has sent a letter to Boston Mayor Marty Walsh requesting that the books be returned so the city can properly display them. Koch says the books were sent to the Boston Public Library many years ago for safekeeping because there was no appropriate place in Quincy. Koch says he has a plan to create a presidential library at the Adams Academy and find a new home for the Quincy Historical Society. A reminder to participate in the Quincy COVID Memories Project. The Thomas Crane Library, Quincy 400, City of Quincy, and Quincy Access Television have teamed up to archive experiences in Quincy during the pandemic. Upload your photos, videos, art, essays, or other reflections to QuincyCulturalMemory.com or send them to the Thomas Crane Library, Attention Local History, 40 Washington Street, Quincy, 02169. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, August 12th.